It's Tuesday, May 20th. So, Amy, roll call.
Chair Allen?
Here.
Board Member Zishan?
Here.
Board Member Parkinson?
Here.
Vice Chair West?
Here.
Board Member Thomas?
Here.
And Board Member Christiansen is excused.
Okay, thank you. Introduction of guests. Everybody's a guest tonight, so thanks for coming and participating. Item number three, consent items. Approval of the agenda tonight. Any changes to that agenda, staff? Seeing none. Approval of meeting minutes from May 6th, 2025. Had a chance to look over those minutes. Everything look okay, board members? Okay, thank you very much. Any objection to the approval of those two? Seeing none, we'll approve those by general consent. Let's go down to item number four. Oh, look at that. We have special orders tonight. We have 4.1 public hearing, fiscal year 2025-2026 tentative budget. Just have a short presentation. Cherie, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, yeah. Great.
I know Tom presented the tentative budget last meeting. I just wanted to add to that, this is going to be an item that we're going to come back with you to changes to the tentative budget. And it's going to go hand in hand with what I'm going to present on the budget amendment here in just a moment. But what we need to do that's not in the tentative budget is now that we are collecting tax increment for the Southeast Project Area, which is over here in Golden West, now that we've started to collect that tax increment, I'm now prepared to make a projection out over the next 5 years on what that increment will look like. I wasn't prepared for that when the tentative budget was released. Those numbers weren't finalized yet. So you can expect that. That will be a change to the tentative budget for the collection and the uses of that in tax increment. Outside of that, you do have a $100,000 incentive. I know Tom went over last meeting. And really, with administrative stuff, that's really all that we have that is that's anticipated at this point. Not to say that things won't and will come up, but as of right now in the five-year plan, that's what we've got.
Okay. Thank you, Cherie. Appreciate that. Any questions, board members? Seeing none, right now we'll turn it over to any public comment? I see no public comment. We'll turn it back to any board discussion. Seeing no board discussion, we will close that public hearing. We'll move into item number 4.2, another public hearing to hear comment or in support or opposition to amend the fiscal year 2025 budget. We'll again have a short presentation. Cherie, you'd like to? Nothing on that one. Okay, any questions from the board? Seeing none, we'll turn any time over to any citizens like to come forward. Seeing none, we'll take it back to the board. I see no comments or questions on that, and we'll close that public hearing. We'll go to item 5, new business 5.1, motion/resolution 25-08, fiscal year 2025 budget amendment. Anything, Cherie?
I apologize. Spoke. I did actually have something on this budget amendment, so I apologize.
Okay.
I didn't grab it earlier.
You can give it right now.
Okay, great. So this budget amendment, this is actually a really exciting budget amendment. I can see how excited you are about this, but this is the first year, the first full tax year that we've actually started to receive increment off of the South Point RDA since its inception. So this is great. That increment that we collected off of the South Point RDA. I don't know the boundaries, but it basically includes Golden West and a broader area. But I don't know the map. You'd have to ask Tom or come see him if you're inclined. But we collected in tax increment about $196,000, which is great. And I was looking at the original budget on that. It's up to 16 years, so just kind of as a reminder, this project area spans up to 16 years, but there is a cap on it. We were getting into the numbers a little closer. So the cap is that we can't collect increment greater than $743,000. That's the cap. We've collected 196, so over time, we will have met that cap. I don't know how many years. I haven't gone out yet on that. So that's good. But I was looking even, the thing that got me a little bit more excited about it is $196,000. If you look at the original project budget that was adopted, or at least submitted and anticipated when we created that project area, we were looking at about first-year tax increment really around $110,000, $112,000. So we saw $196,000. That's great. And the reason for that really is the improvements that we've seen within the project area far exceeded that original budget that was approved when that project area was created. Quite a bit more, as a matter of fact. Let me see if I have it. If I don't have it readily, which I don't, I know the base year was about 18, or excuse me, the anticipated increment value was about 18 million, and I can't recall what we have, what the project area
about 30
total value. It exceeded 30, yeah, so quite a bit more, you know, almost double. So that's why we saw that that difference in increment from 196 that we collected to 110 that was originally anticipated. So that's good news for that. I just wanted to highlight that. So what you're seeing in this budget amendment is that first year. Now that the numbers have come in, I can now give you a budget that says, look, this is what we've collected on tax increment. Let me just come over here. So what is the use of that tax increment? What is it going to be used for? 3% of that tax increment is going to be used for administration and operations, and that's very standard with RDAs. So basically to run and administer the RDA, we can retain 3% of that for administrative purposes to do that, to carry out the duty or the operations of that RDA. The other 10% goes into a required CRA housing fund, which leaves 87% to go back into redevelopment activities, and that's what you're seeing in this budget adjustment. You're seeing the administration and operation component, which is 3% of RDA tax increment collected. You're seeing the RDA CRA housing contribution, which is 10%. And then you're seeing the remaining 87% for future RDA activities. And that's staying within there. The uses of those funds, of the redevelopment activity money, that 87%, Tom can navigate with that with you board members at a future time. But that is really, that's the conclusion of the adjustment. So if you have any questions, I can entertain any.
Great. Okay.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. We love it when they outperform.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. Jump in, Tom.
Just a little caveat that, just a reminder, when the taxing entity, okay, when we put forward that $1.2 million as incentive, increment, as long as Building 2 didn't get constructed, the increment from all of the taxing entities is actually going, right now, going to, other than administrative costs, et cetera, are going back to pay back the $1.2 million. So rather than it going to, that increment going to Golden West Credit Union for Building 2, which isn't happening, those funds actually are coming back to the RDA, to this organization, as a payback for the 1.2 until the 700 and change has been paid back, or until the 16 years. But anyways, just a little caveat there. That's actually being refunded back to us.
Yeah, that's actually a really good caveat, because that that use of those funds will show up as an adjustment to the tentative budget. We'll make sure to capture that repayment up to the cap in the changes to the tentative budget next meeting. So,
and that was a really very good strategic move by those helping us to organize the RDA. That, you know, if it didn't get used, we can get a great chunk of that 1.2 refunded to the RDA, and that gives us tools to help with the RDA activities.
Good. It's been a great project area. super.
Yep.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, board members, you have a decision to make in front of you. We have a resolution 25-08. If you would like to approve, appreciate a motion.
I move to approve resolution 25-08, fiscal year budget adjustment for fiscal year 2025.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Vice Chair West?
Yes.
Board Member Thomas?
Yes.
Board Members Deschamps?
Yes.
Board Member Parkinson?
Yes.
Great, thank you. That's unanimous. Appreciate that. Item number six, adjourn. I entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.